According to Article 19, as you well know, of the Arkansas Constitution, Section 31, we are to meet several times, but one specifically 90 days before the legislative session to make a recommendation to the President Pro Tem as well as the Speaker of the House as to any per diem related kinds of increases or decreases or whatever the case may be. Before we do that, let me acknowledge the Chief of Staff of the Speaker of the House, Roy Ragland, who's sitting back there incognito, but we're happy to have you, Mr. Ragland, and we visited a couple of moments. Thank you. We visited a couple of moments when I called to invite the Speaker as well as the Senate Pro Tem, and as we visited with their staff folk and whatnot, if they got a chance to come through, they would, and if not, we would understand with all that's going on within our government. But we're happy to have Mr. Ragland here today. But according to our one item on the agenda today, after we approve the minutes, would be that of the per diem. And let the record reflect that everybody's here except Mr. Tipton, who had some business concerns and not able to be with us. Having said that, may I entertain a motion that we adopt the minutes from our last meeting?
Move for approval in the minutes for the May 15th conference call.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt the minutes from our conference call. All those in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. The motion carries. We've been on this journey now almost 4 years, and it seems like it was just yesterday. And one of the things I appreciate about this commission as we start growing up, if you will, from our infancy, some have stronger strengths than others, and it's because, I believe, of Mr. Berry that reminded us last time that, Mr. Chairman, we need to get together now because it's 90 days before, and we need to do something about the per diem. So, Mitch, I appreciate that, and certainly I appreciate our Vice Chairman and each of you for how we've tried to do the people of Arkansas justice by the mere fact of our actions. And it has not been easy, and I think we all agree with that. But when we look back, I think we've all achieved a fairness about trying to establish what the article called for us to do. Having said that, I'd like to open it up for any discussion regarding the per diem. We will not deal with mileage because they do their own thing with mileage. I believe they utilize a federal mileage deal. We know that our only item today is that of the per diem. So I'd like to get some input from each of you in that regard and any actions that we'll take as we move forward. That's our only agenda item today. Comments, observations regarding the per diem?
I guess I got a question. just a reminder, what does the per diem essentially pay for? What's the purpose of it?
Well, first of all, it's not taxable. And secondly, when they meet, they are paid for lodging and for food. That's the basic premise of what the per diem is about, not being taxed like some other things are in regards to expenses. But whatever meeting that they appear, regardless to how long or whatever, they are paid that outside of the 51-mile radius.
What's the current per diem?
Is it three? Mr. Ragland, you're the chief. What's the for the House? And the...
Come up here.
Yeah, please.
You can come up here. Come
okay,
up here.
All right.
I can find out exactly how much it is, but it is. I'm hit and miss within $20 of $123. You have to realize that per diem is based on the city that you're in. It's one set amount here in Little Rock, it's another set amount, Hot Springs, another set amount when you're in Northwest Arkansas, and it too is set by the federal government because they're the ones that give our fiscal officers in the House of Representatives, they give the schedule of what would be paid. So when the meeting's in Little Rock, there's a set per diem. For those who are outside the 50-mile radius of Little Rock.
Right.
So,
right.
Back in my day, I think it's about $123. So we get mileage and per diem. You get mileage for one time, unless there's a day separating. In other words, if I came down here to Little Rock from Marshall, Arkansas, I get mileage back and forth. And then if there's a meeting tomorrow, I didn't get that mileage again.
Right.
And the next day, but if there's a day separating where I had to go back home, come back meeting.
Right. Okay.
So.
All right, thank you.
And the reason it's non-taxable is it's reimbursement for expenses that you've incurred because you drive to Little Rock, as you all know, drive from over in East Arkansas over here, cost you gas money to come over here and go back. And you're off over here, so it cost you meals and whatever. So that's the theory behind per diem.
Let me say this now, open it back up to you, Mr. Commissioner Hill. Ms. Jenkins, would you call Ann Cornwell for me? Her number is 682-5951, and ask her specifically what the per diem is for both the chambers.
And I can do that with my staff right quick to make sure that they're on.
And I want to be sure we're understanding per diem and we're not dealing with mileage and all of that because that's different. We're just dealing specifically with counsel.
If I can.
Sure.
The statute or Article 19 specifically requires the commission to consider three different things today.
Right.
Per diem is one.
Right.
Travel expenses is
right.
Separate. Mileage is separate
right.
From per diem.
Right.
Okay.
And since we don't get in front of the mileage because they're already on the mileage for what the federal government has handed down. We've never touched that item.
Well, by constitution, the commission is required to make a recommendation, even if it's as simple as the mileage will reflect the federal.
And that's what we've done.
Yes.
Right. That's what we've done. Okay. Will you?
Mr. Chairman, I'm looking back at our website at what we did initially. Looks like on the per diem, the current per diem at that time was to be reimbursed at the current
right.
GSA rate per diem, including lodging, if you're outside of 50 miles. If you're inside of 50 miles, the GSA rate excluding lodging.
Right.
We've made no change to either of those.
Right.
Mileage reimbursed at,
thank you.
If you're outside of 50 miles, reimbursed at the GSA mileage reimbursement rate. And I guess inside, within 50 miles, may claim reimbursement at the GSA rate. So we made no change to either of those.
Right.
Where we did make changes was to expenses. Is that part of expense reimbursements? We recommended the elimination of the allowed expense reimbursements for all members of the General Assembly.
Correct.
And then for leadership in the speaker and whatnot, we gave them some expense reimbursement. The last time we considered this, we made no changes to any of those.
Right.
I don't remember all the details. I do remember that was a significant part of our initial considerate things we considered in the initial round of decision making.
Yes.
And I had nothing presented to me that anybody's suggested any problems with it or any need to change any of it.
Right. I just want us to be clear, though, and then I'll entertain others. Part of our arrangement was to, and they agreed in writing, to eliminate the expense reimbursement based on our increase of their base salary. Okay. So that's why we don't deal with that particular issue. Okay. Did Ms. Cornwell?
She did, sir. It's $155 mm-hmm. outside the 50-mile radius mm-hmm. and $59 per diem inside.
Inside. Okay.
They go by the 0.545 GSA rate for mileage.
Thank you. Other comments, Mr. Commissioner Hill? I'm not sure if they got all of what you.
Mitch did a great job.
Thank you, Mitch.
Okay. Any other comments, observations, Mr. Chairman?
No, I understand what we did, and like Mitch did a great job, and I thought.
Microphone, please.
You think by now I figured this out? No, my comments for these, Mitch did a great job in refreshing us what we did. And I recall the serious thought and study we put into it. I've received no direct or indirect comment from anybody in the legislature, House or Senate, that suggested that we need to consider a change, but I'm welcome to hear what anybody else has to say on it.
Okay. Anybody else? Commissioner Graves?
I'd like Mitch to make the motion. He's got all the details in front of him. I'm happy to second it.
Okay, so let's be clear, though. I want to be clear.
Right. That's
because I don't want to do anything anti-constitutional. But all we're specifically dealing with.
And there's three different things we're considering, according to the council.
Right.
But I think Mitch has this under control.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we make no changes to the to our current situation with regard to per diem mileage.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not,
should you include expenses?
And expenses. Expenses, let me restate it. We recommend to the General Assembly that they make no changes to the current per diem mileage and expense reimbursement rates.
So both of them, I knew I couldn't
second.
Do it.
No further discussion. All those in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nays? Motion carries. All right. Thank you very much. So, let the record reflect that nothing changes at all. Any further business? Any comments from anybody? Let the record reflect, though, that we did invite the Speaker and the Senate Pro Tem, both those that have recently been elected and those that moved on. If there's no further business at all of this commission.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
If you don't mind,
sure.
Can we get an explanation from the Attorney General's office of how much longer our terms last and what the situation is with that?
Yes, we can do that. Let me do this first, though, and then I'll call on Attorney Marfus, who's done an excellent job. I want to express our condolences to Melanie Jenkins, who's on her way because of a loss in her family. And I can tell you all, it's later than we all think, and so the little bit we do sometimes is not anything compared to what people are going through. So traveling grace with you, and thank you for all you've done for this commission. You recognize. Mr. Mayor, you recognize.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just wondering how much longer our terms last. Do we need to do anything?
Your terms are 4-year terms. And so I don't know when the 4 years is up. I wasn't with the commission when
right.
it was initially established. So count 4 years, that's when you're done. You're term limited to 2 terms. If you're not, unless and until your replacement is appointed, you're essentially a holdover in your position. If that sounds good to you, great. If you're ready to hand it off to somebody else, I would suggest getting with the official who appointed you and start talking about that.
So December 14th, I think, is when we initially, in 2014, came together, December 19th, somewhere in there. Time flies when you're having fun. But we've done, I think, to establish, this was an infant, this was a genesis, this was nothing new, and each of you has done a wonderful, wonderful job in helping us to at least establish a framework for the future. So for those of you who want to get back with those who selected you, one of the things that happened, I think, that was beneficial to this group, it didn't matter who appointed us, we came to do a job. And we have done that job, and I think done it admirably as well. So for those of you who want to express back to those who the powers to be and whatnot, then let's do so. But other than that, unless something pops up, I have no reason to call a meeting between now and December 19th, 2018. Okay? Unless something pops up, and we never know what we're
doing. There goes the Christmas party. Okay.
Yeah, good point. Let me thank the AG's office. You were not here, but you're still here. And I know that Brandon Robinson did an excellent job in helping us to get things established, and then those that came in between. Commissioners, thank you as well. I know it's a sacrifice for all, and we all have been on a learning curve. But I think, again, not to be redundant, we've done remarkable for the people of Arkansas. At least they have a blueprint now going forward. Right? If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you. And, well, your anytime votes is passed.
Thank you, Brenda.
For reminding me.
It's been fun serving with you.
Absolutely.